We're going to look at the story of Jonah today, right at the top of the story, Jonah 1 and verse 1 and 2. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." All right, I'll admit it. I'm going to play with the wording of this passage a little bit, but that's because I want to make a really important point. God tells Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh. But if you remember the story, Jonah doesn't think there's any arising to be done. In fact, he heads in the opposite direction because he doesn't think much of what God's asking him to do. It's almost as if he thinks it's a step down to go to this city where the people don't even worship the God of Israel. Now, the reason I want to point this out is that a lot of people seem to have Jonah syndrome even today. Theoretically, we believe in fulfilling the gospel commission, engaging in outreach. But practically speaking, we behave like Christ's call to reach a dying world is a little beneath us. Some people find the whole process of sharing their faith a little simplistic or not intellectually stimulating. Others think of it as futile. I've even had people literally complain that the work of evangelism, of actually going to Nineveh with an urgent message, robs people who already attend church of well-deserved attention. "We'll lose our pastor if we let him win souls," I've been told. "He's already so busy and never has time to visit all the church members, so what will a demanding outreach program do to our pastor? It's well and good," they say, "to go after new people, but when in the world is the pastor going to take care of us?" We might complain that the call to go to Nineveh is a step down. But according to God, it's always a step up. Think about this. The Bible encourages us in Philippians 2 to have the mind of Christ. Then it tells us that Jesus utterly emptied himself for the sake of others. And finally, it tells us that Jesus will ultimately be honored by the whole universe for doing it. Apparently, to God's way of thinking, a step down in behalf of others is the ultimate step up. The call to preach to Nineveh, to offer someone else the hope of salvation, is always an upward call. According to Scripture, we're ultimately destined to become co-heirs with Christ. And I strongly suspect that those who make it are going to be the people whose hearts beat to the same rhythm as Christ's. They have the same mind and unbridled compassion for lost sinners. Now, I know that's not the primary meaning of today's text, but if you read the whole story, there's no question this thought is there. In the story of Jonah, God is trying to remind us that sometimes the hardest things and the lowliest stations in life are actually the highest calling from heaven. And you know, in spite of the fact that Jonah is a pretty bad case of sour grapes all through the story, I'm guessing that one day, when he's living in heaven next to a Ninevite family who found God through his visit, he'll be thinking that going up to Nineveh really was a better way to live.